This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Rope. Israel retaliated in Yemen a day after Houthi rebels targeted Tel Aviv. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Israel's army says it struck several Houthi targets in Yemen following a recent fatal drone attack by the rebel group in Tel Aviv. The Israeli strikes appear to be the first on Yemeni soil since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Israel's military says a number of military targets are hit in the western port city of Hodeidah, adding that strikes come in response to hundreds of attacks carried out against Israel in recent months. A Houthi spokesperson wrote on social media platform X that Yemen's being subjected to a blatant Israeli aggression, saying the strikes targeted fuel storage facilities in the province's power station. Local health officials report a number of people on the ground are killed and injured. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Almost 35 Democrats in Congress say it's time for Biden to quit the race. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
On the heels of a unified Republican nominating convention, more than three dozen Democrats in Congress are asking President Biden to drop his reelection bid. Among them, Congressman Mike Quigley, who told reporters last week.
He can't win. My colleagues need to recognize that.
But support remains strong among others, including the Congressional Black Caucus. Member Max Frost of Florida says young voters are coming on board.
The thing people brought up wasn't Biden's age, but the fact that they're scared to death of Project 2025 and the far right wing.
The president vows to be back on the campaign trail after being sidelined with COVID-19. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police imposed a strict curfew with a, quote, shoot-on-site order across Bangladesh as military forces patrolled parts of the capital after scores were killed and hundreds injured in clashes over the allocation of civil service jobs. Local media say at least 100 people have been killed. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Families of Israeli hostages taken by Hamas are calling on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to announce a ceasefire deal before his flight to the United States, where he is due to meet with President Joe Biden and address the U.S. Congress.
Netanyahu, stop sabotaging the deal. The hostages are out of time. Now your duty is to secure the deal.
On Friday, the top United Nations court says that Israel's presence in the Palestinian occupied territories is, quote, unlawful, and called on it to end and for settlement construction to stop immediately. Greek Cypriots mourned and Turkish Cypriots rejoiced on Saturday, the 50th anniversary of Turkey's invasion of part of the island after a brief Greek-inspired coup, with the chances of reconciliation as elusive as ever. Mia Walmersley reports from Reuters.
On Saturday, there was jubilation as Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan attended a celebratory military parade in the north, telling the crowds, quote, the Cyprus peace operation saved Turkish Cypriots from cruelty and brought them to freedom. But it was a different story in the south. Cypriot President Nikos Christodoulides represents the Greek Cypriot community in the reunification dialogue. He said the anniversary is a somber occasion for reflection and for remembering the dead. Church services were held to remember the more than 3,000 people who died in the Turkish invasion. Turkey's invasion took more than a third of the island and expelled more than 160,000 Greek Cypriots to the south. Northern Cyprus is a breakaway state, recognized only by Turkey. Reunification talks collapsed in 2017 and have been at a stalemate since.
Mia Walmersley from Reuters. Airlines, banks, hospitals, and other risk-averse organizations around the world chose cybersecurity company CrowdStrike to protect their computer systems from hackers and data breaches, but all it took was one faulty CrowdStrike software update to cause global disruptions Friday. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma has more.
A global technology outage has grounded flights, knocked banks offline, and media outlets off air on Friday in a massive disruption that affected companies and services around the world and highlighted dependence on software from a handful of providers. Cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike says the issue believed to be behind the outage was not a security incident or cyber attack. The malfunction affected Microsoft 365 apps and services. I'm Charles.
A Ukrainian former lawmaker best known for her crusade to promote the Ukrainian language has died after being shot on the street by an unknown assailant. Ukrainian officials said an investigation was ongoing and that the attack was being treated as an assassination. 60-year-old Irina Farian initially survived the assault, but later died from her wounds in the hospital. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.